Quigley, from the 5th Congressional District here in Chicago. And he is a Democrat. He also happens to enjoy St. Patty's Day. Congressman, good morning. This is the weekend that Chicago is all things Irish. I know you guys have a quick session this morning. You should be back here later this afternoon. We thought we'd put you on the spot and ask you, what's your favorite Irish pub in the great city of Chicago, sir?
Yeah, I think that the appropriate and best answer is there's too many to choose from, but it's surprisingly not on St. Patrick's Day, which, as you know, has become kind of like New Year's, amateur hour for drinkers, and more hassle and expense than it's conceivably worth.
We're hearing from
Congressman hates the Irish.
He does not. He thinks it's amateur day. Don't go to the pubs. You've got to have a favorite one in your district, though.
There's plenty of wonderful places to go. It's just that there are those that, if you're really going to talk about being Irish, what does drinking till you're obliterated have to do with what St. Patrick was all about? I get it. Have a good time. Just it doesn't have to be as obnoxious as it can.
I know.
Some of the folks out there.
Put on the green beads and the big hat and the glasses.
Congressman, don't some of the bars in Wrigleyville open at like 8 in the morning?
8.
Yeah, it's become more than a holiday. It's a holla week, because when it's not on a weekend day now, they sort of celebrate the weekend before and the weekend after. I was at the Elmhurst Parade last week. This weekend, the Northwest Side Irish Parade is going on, so I'll be there. It's been extended almost like Christmas into a holiday season, which is okay. It's just, you got to recognize that.
It's the original March Madness.
Yeah. Well, are you going to spend any time on the ice when you're back here? I know I read in, I think, the Sun-Times a few days ago, you were injured, but this is how you stay in shape. You've been playing hockey since you were a kid and have no intention of giving it up.
Yeah, I'm still a couple weeks off. We do have a hockey program for Chicago kids who would not otherwise get a chance to play hockey, so they're less of a risk to slam into me. So I'm going to start with them in a couple weeks. Don't tell my surgeon. Had to reattach a bicep and a rotator.
Ooh.
Sort of the middle-aged man disease. But I'll be back on the ice soon. I'm sure that's not frightening any of my opponents.
Are you at all, is there anything in the new health care bill presented by Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, that you would say, all right, this is a move in the right direction because elections have consequences and they are going to move on their own health care bill? Is there something you can compliment or commend out of this new bill?
I think it's interesting that after 7 years of saying what a horrible bill it is, most of the key insurance reform components are in there, right? You can stay on your parents' benefits till you're 26. No lifetime caps. You can't be excluded for having a pre-existing condition. So I think they recognize what the American public does is that we needed insurance reform. Now the battle is how do you spread the risk? And it's interesting, from the right, they're hearing that it's Obamacare 2.0. And from us on my side, they've spread the risk in a way that's, I think, inappropriate. And they still haven't got a budget score. So when they complain to us that we rushed the bill through initially, which I don't know, took months, here they're trying to do it in weeks, and they should at least wait and see if this is going to be a big increase in our debt and deficit.
Why is it that and I know that this is, again, a Speaker Ryan issue, but much has been made that with everything that President Trump wants to get done, the House of Representatives is only meeting 8 days in April.
Yeah, again, the Speaker, he gets to pick what days we're here. If it's any consolation, we're here every week in March leading up to it. They typically have a couple weeks spring break. And in fairness to other members, typically when you're in district, those days are longer than they're here. You get a chance to go out and listen to your constituents.
Plus, it gives you a chance to get back on the ice and do some good with some kids, right?
And opening day for the Cubs.
What did you think of the reading of some of Biggie Smalls' lyrics on the House floor yesterday? 20 years he's been gone now, and some of your colleagues decided to pay tribute to Biggie Smalls, the rap artist that was murdered, still unsolved, I think. Did you witness any of that, Congressman?
No, I didn't witness any of that. I will say occasionally the House floor is a spot where you hear from a wide variety of sources, and sometimes you need to use a wide variety of sources to appeal to a larger public. I suspect I'm the only one who, in one speech, quoted Homer Simpson, William Shakespeare, and Abraham Lincoln, and at least I knew they were listening.
Was that during St. Paddy's Day week by chance?
You know, I have to check, but it's possible.
What's your favorite Biggie song, Biggie Small song, John?
I'm not sure. I don't. Yeah. Copacabana?
I always sing it to you. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your moves just hypnotize me.
Well, there we go.
I'm just very appreciative you didn't ask me.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you off the hook before he does, Congressman. Thank you, sir, and have a safe travel back here. We wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Congressman Mike Quigley joining us here.
White Sox fan.
On WLS.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Marley Marl. Those were the words of the late, great, Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Notorious B.I.G.